This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the third and final phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase voting in Haryana. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held on Tuesday for 40 assembly constituencies. Leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu today. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will also address rallies in the Union Territory today. Meanwhile, BJP National President and Union Minister JP Nadda held a rally at Kathua in Jammu yesterday. He praised the peaceful assembly elections in the Union Territory. Mr. Nadda highlighted that the people have chosen ballots over bullets, showing their commitment to peace and development. In Haryana, polling for the 90 assembly seats will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed three public meetings in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari yesterday. He highlighted the initiatives taken by the BJP government in Haryana. Mr. Shah criticized the Congress regime in the state in the previous term, saying that it was marked with cuts, commission and corruption. Congress leader Kumari Sailja addressed rallies at Kalanwali and Dabwali yesterday. She criticized the BJP government for troubling farmers, labourers, traders and unemployed youth. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are canvassing actively for their candidates. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Telangana today. During the day-long stay, the President will grace the 21st convocation of Nalsar University of Law at Hyderabad. She will also inaugurate the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad. The 8-day-long Kala Mahotsav will showcase the art, culture, crafts and culinary diversity of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim and Tripura. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired India's CELAC Foreign Ministers' meeting alongside Honduras' Secretary of Foreign Affairs Enrique Reyna in New York yesterday. CELAC stands for Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. The agenda included digital public infrastructure, health, clean energy and capacity building. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he highlighted possibilities for greater engagement in AI, e-mobility, space, smart agriculture and drones. A meeting of the India CARICOM foreign ministers was also held on the sidelines of UNGA. The external affairs minister co-chaired the meeting with his counterpart from Dominica, Vince Henderson. The discussions were held around upgrading India CARICOM partnership and deepening cooperation in health, IT, fintech, capacity building, renewables and food security. Dr. Jaishankar also held bilateral talks with his North Macedonia counterpart, Timko Mukunski. Both ministers discussed investment, connectivity and cooperation with the region. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has joined the leaders of the United States and France in voicing support for India's bid for a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council. Addressing the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, Mr. Starmer called for reforms to make the global multilateral system more representative and responsive. Bhutan's Prime Minister Shering Tobge also voiced support for India's inclusion as a permanent member of UNSC. During his address at UNGA, Prime Minister Tobge said, India, with its significant economic growth and leadership in the Global South, deserves a permanent seat at the Security Council. India has reaffirmed its steadfast commitment to improving social determinants of health during the G20 Joint Finance Health Task Force high-level meeting held at the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The United States has announced an agreement with the Iraqi government to end the military cession in Iraq of an American-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group by next year. In cricket, Bangladesh will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 107 for 3 against India on day 2 of the second test in Kanpur this morning. Mominul Haq with 40 runs and Mushfiqur Rahim with 6 runs were at the crease when the play on the first day was called off early last afternoon due to heavy rainfall. For the hosts, Akashdeep claimed 2 wickets while Ravichandran Ashwin took 1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.